一歩踏み出して嫌なこと思い出して鳴らせ君の3から6マストントントンツーツーツートントン get it get it down get it get it down 踊れ get it get it down。
It is 7:40 and 65 degrees here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lane.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
You can also listen to us on AM 1340 and on that free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, make sure that you download that today. You can also listen to us on WRHI.com, and then you can watch us on the TV side of the house on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, or on all of the major social networking platforms. Just be sure to Google WRHI and CN2. I think I have it all covered.
Check, check, check.
All right. It is Tuesday, which means that we check in with all of our local school districts. And this Tuesday, we are honored to speak with Joe Burke, who is the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. So welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
And you are wrapping up a very exciting 2024. Graduations are now done.
Yep.
The juniors are now the seniors, but talk to us a little bit about the graduates that just finished. You had a pretty large number, and they did some pretty impressive things.
Yeah, actually, it was obviously our graduate number grows every year as more students are coming in, and this year we had over 1,200 graduates walk across the stage at Winthrop on Saturday, June 1st, so very exciting times, although it is a very long day to be there all day long, But yeah, we're very proud of those graduates. They actually earned more than $52 million in scholarships, which is an impressive number for those students to be earning. That's just amazing to me that three schools can put together that kind of scholarship earnings. And along with that, too, we have a lot of kids that are not going to college. There was somewhere around 38 or close to 40 students who'd already committed to join our military.
That's
so
amazing.
So just some great things to see. Lots of great speeches by the kids. You know, you can tell it's a really heartfelt moment for all of them as they, you know, make this transition in their life.
Now, Joe, I don't think we've ever asked this question to any of our public information officers for the school districts. Is that your job to put together that scholarship amount? Do they, like, the guidance counselors get with you? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we do the final little math of adding the three together, but we are not responsible for doing that. No,
right.
Our guidance counselors at our school do a great job of tracking all of that. And that's a combination of all different things. That includes, you know, the life scholarships or, you know, individual scholarships from colleges, those types of things. So there's a lot that goes into that that our guidance counselors pull together for us, and we're very appreciative of it. It makes it a lot easier for me to come out here talk about it.
That's a big number.
Everything adds up. What is the buzz that you're hearing with industries or the dreams that these graduates have? Do you know where they're hoping to go with degrees or into work right away?
You know, we see every year a large portion of our graduates do go into the college, you know, as their next step. But again, there isn't, like I said, there are other students who do not go that path. We have a lot of students who are also CTE completers, which is the career and technology education people that are already leaving high school with certifications in all different realms, including welding and other things like that. So a lot of them may go directly into the workforce, which we also do have. And then also, like I said, the military route. So while the large majority of our students do go on to the high school or to the college career, we do have quite a number of them that move on to those different avenues.
But are you hearing, like, I want to go into business, or I want to go into nursing and healthcare, any of those big industries?
Yeah, I mean, we hear all of those for sure. And a lot of that matches up to programs we have in the schools already, because we do have some of the, you know, especially programs that go into those. So a lot of those kids continue them down the road.
Right.
But, you know, there's no one major over any other one that I think that would be the majority of it. Obviously, we're hoping a lot of them go into teaching. That would be wonderful.
Great.
That's right. And you can come back home and teach if they
great.
Go somewhere for college.
Yes.
That's
we
right.
We certainly hope they would return back for that.
Well, you also had some state champions within the district this year.
Yep. I got to say, you know, we get right down to the end of the year and all these championships kind of happen right as you're closing up school. So it's hard to, you know, to really celebrate it as everybody's walking out the door. So I do want to say congratulations to both the Fort Mill boys soccer team as their state champions and the Catawba Ridge girls softball team and the state championship. But, you know, they earned those honors right at the end of the year, and that's pretty cool to close out your season, especially for their senior players, on a championship.
That's right. That's Alex, flash the ring. That's right. You're familiar with that. You were a big softball player.
No, but was it a year or two years ago, Fort Mill won the state championship.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So those softball girls, watch out in Fort Mill.
That's right. That's right. And just a quick reminder about enrollment and registration for the upcoming year. I know we just finished, but we're moving on to the next.
There's no break in that. So we are currently enrolling new students for coming in. Of course, we have a little bit different setup for the summertime. So there's details about that on our website. And our offices and schools are only open 4 days during the summer. They're closed on Fridays. New students coming in need to go ahead and get registered as soon as they're currently residing in the area. And also, too, reminder to all of our current students, if you haven't completed your re-enrollment or registration, whatever you want to call it, verification process, go ahead and get that done. Make sure all that information is up to date. It's really important that we get all that, too. So, welcoming new ones and helping out with the current ones, it never stops.
Is there a deadline for that verification process if you're coming back?
It's not necessarily a deadline. We just would like you to do it as soon as possible so that we can continue to make sure all of our systems are updated. And I will say one of the key things in that is choosing your communication contacts so we know who we're sending messaging to. That is one of the big things that's part of that system. And of course, if you've made any changes to address or anything like that, we would want to know too. But most of the part, everybody stays where they are, but they just need to make sure they have all their numbers and contact information updated.
And there is a little bit of an earlier start for next year as well.
Yes, so next year we will begin our version of the modified year-round calendar. So we have a start about 8 days earlier than we normally would. So we're coming back on August 8th with our students. Our teachers will be back in on August 1st to get ready for their training. So.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that, getting started on the next year already.
That's right, hitting the ground running.
Really, and as we look into 2025, some exciting news has come out about Thanksgiving. Who would think that we're thinking that far out?
I know.
What's the exciting news, Joe?
Yeah, real quickly, I think it's very cool that Catawba Ridge High School has now been selected to go to the Macy's Day Parade and participate as one of the bands
representing there.
So we now have the trifecta. We'll be 3 for 3 on our schools that have had a chance to participate in that opportunity.
Congratulations.
Yes,
we always look forward to celebrating the students out there.
To everyone and all of the graduating seniors in Fort Mill. I know we just wrapped up a year of 2024, and we're looking forward to the next. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about that Macy's Thanksgiving Parade when you come back in the fall.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.